You know, we just released Enoch 2.0.
Yep.
And it's completely free and it gives you instant answers. You've been using it. This is the first version of Enoch that's actually trained about UNAs.
Right,
which is, you know, what you talk about, unincorporated nonprofit associations. So, Todd, I asked it the following question.
Okay.
You know, tell me about the privacy and tax benefits of UNAs. Here's the answer. It just did this a few minutes ago while you were talking.
Okay.
Here it is. Show my screen. The UNAs offer several privacy and tax advantages that make them an attractive option for individuals. Here it is. Privacy advantages, anonymity, liability protection, privacy of internal operations, exemption from state reporting requirements since they're not registered with the state. They're not subject to state reporting. And then tax advantages. Oh, tax exempt status. Pass-through taxation, deductible contributions, exemption from state and local taxes. Got like that list right there.
Jeez.
Is incredibly.
What was the question you asked it?
Powerful. Oh, I was just asking it to give me some of the advantages of UNAs in terms of, you know, privacy, taxation, whatever else. But in other words, Enoch is trained on UNAs now.
And if that same question was asked in our Lord and Savior ChatGPT, it would not give that answer, trust me.
No.
Because I'll have people come to the consultations armed with their research, right? And then they'll want to, you know, send me a wall of words saying that, you know, I need you to kind of defend all of these. I'm like, yeah, no, you're asking the wrong questions.
Well, now you can do AI wars. You can just say, well,
right.
go to BrightU.
Go to brightu.ai.
Yeah.
But, and then, no, that's great, Mike. And then the other thing is, you and I talked about this week, is because I've had so many consultations, I'm really, really, I really know what the commonly asked questions are. And so I'm going to do my best to be able to write a thesis, if you will, on the power of these UNAs that are the answers that I provide during my consultations, and then be able to provide that to you that you can feed to the engine.
And then I just want to mention one more time, folks, go to brightu.ai. This is our new Enoch 2.0 AI engine. It's completely free. And it's Todd, the number of prompts you can submit now is unlimited. There's just a time limit. I think you have to wait 30 seconds between each prompt, and that's
great.
It.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, it's unlimited. If you scroll down from the homepage, go to brightu.ai, scroll down and click on this Enoch Wellness Coach. Did you know about this, Todd, the wellness coach?
I did. I heard about it today. Tell us about it. This is amazing, people.
Give me a health question that is appropriate for you. I mean, you were talking about avocados or whatever.
No, I'll give you a health question.
Okay, or a goal.
Provide me a natural remedy for stepping in a mound of ant bites or something thereof. Okay. I just want to know how can I ease these ant bites I have, which is how I learned about, you know, how to be able to get rid of them naturally too.
All right. Now, this wellness coach has a very friendly demeanor.
So,
it starts out and it says, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your fiery encounter with those little critters."
That's great.
"Don't worry. We've got this. Here are some natural remedies." So then it gives you a baking soda paste, an oatmeal bath. That sounds fun. Oh, boy. Okay. Apple cider vinegar, honey, aloe vera. So it also says, "Shake off the ants gently if you can." Todd, have you shaken off the ants yet?
I shook them off, and I think I swore them off. I was wearing my swearable.
So it also has essential oils here. It recommends lavender to reduce itching and inflammation, and dilute it into a carrier oil like coconut oil, etc. Okay, so there's a really great question. And then it even gives you a happy heart here. Nature's got your back, Todd. Nature's got your back.
Awesome. That's awesome.
And then it links to our natural news articles, 8 home remedies for ant bites.
Now,
see?
What's unique about this, because it's a coach, is I could ask some follow-up questions, right?
True.
And you ask it, how long will it take for the itching to go away?
Okay. I'm going to say itching and inflammation to go away.
Right.
So I see what you're doing. You're helping me demonstrate the memory capabilities of this. Yeah. This does have a memory. So the answer says, okay, I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling uncomfortable due to the ant bites. See, it did remember. So let's address the itching. And don't worry, with some natural remedies and a little patience, you'll be back to your usual self in no time. So it talks about the cold compress and the aloe, and then the inflammation, it gives some things, including turmeric and certain essential oils.
Awesome. I just want to say one last thing, Mike.
Yep.
Because it can remember, I believe, up to three. So I want one last question, even though I asked it independently. Okay. At the end of this, I think it's appropriate to say, now, how should I go about getting rid of those ants in my food forest? How naturally getting rid of those ants in my food forest?
Okay. Let's see what it says. All right, here we go. Wow. Great answers.
Right.
I'm so glad you're looking to protect your food forest naturally, it says.
See, oh, nice.
It's amazing how Mother Nature provides us with all sorts of solutions. Diatomaceous earth, vinegar, essential oils, peppermint, tea tree, and lemongrass oils are particularly effective against the fire ants. Cinnamon, a natural ant repellent. Pepper and chili powder. Yeah, I'm sure that works. Yeah. Baking soda and powdered sugar. Plant, ant-repelling plants. So like mint, basil, rosemary, thyme, and lavender, and then maintain a clean food forest. So clean up any fallen fruits or vegetables to keep your food forest tidy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's all good information.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mike, for creating that Enoch.
Oh, man, I use it myself now, too. And everybody I know is using it now because it's just so handy. I mean, you can ask it, how do I make a medicinal extract from this rosemary herb that I grew in my garden? You can do things like that.
Stay fresh all day with Silver Fresh liquid deodorant. Made with natural ingredients, aluminum-free and lab-tested for purity, smell great for up to 48 hours, only at healthrangerstore.com.